The end.
It's the wake up call.
So we are talking about Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh.
And who is she?
She's a member of the MCU. Elena, she's Black Widow's sister. She's in the new movie Thunderbolts that comes out. I'll have a review for that. I saw it last night. It's eh. But she was in Midsommar. She was in Oppenheimer.
I do not recognize her at all, but
you're kidding.
I believe you.
Okay. Yeah. So she's one of the big young actors that's out there now. And she was being interviewed for, she's doing a press tour for the Thunderbolts. And she said this during the interview.
I had the best first boyfriend that I did everything with, and I'm so grateful. He's called Ivan, and I'm still in touch with him now. We got together maybe when I was 16 or 17, and he was a year older than me, and it was just like the best experience of having a first boyfriend.
I don't know what's going on with the
background,
the toy music behind her. It sounds like it's a commercial, but Kevin, look up how old Florence Pugh is.
Okay, Florence.
Okay. Because to be in touch with your first boyfriend, Yvonne.
Called Yvonne.
Seems interesting. And a lot of people are like, really? You still talk to your first boyfriend?
I feel like that would be the boyfriend that's the easiest to still talk to.
How old is she, Kevin?
29.
She's 29 and she dated him when she was 16.
Yeah.
That's a long time to still talk to somebody.
Well, I know, but I mean, I feel like that is somebody like... Your 16-year-old boyfriend, like, how much could there have even been to that relationship? You know, it seems like that would be the easiest ex to have a relationship with, because what did you fight over? Who he sat with at lunch?
Yeah, a lot of jealousy issues, probably.
Right.
I had a girlfriend when I was 16, and I do not keep in touch with her at all. Now, to be fair, her mother hated my guts. I don't keep in touch with any exes. I think keeping in touch with exes is kind of weird, unless you share kids.
Yeah, you have to take if you share kids out of it.
That's out of
then
it.
It's like
you, then you legally have
you
to.
You have to.
Morally, you should.
I mean, I have had very few serious relationships, so any boyfriends that I still keep in touch with would even calling it a boyfriend's a little too much, but it would be on Facebook.
Right.
Not like having a like friendship necessarily. And mostly that is to make sure that they know that I'm still good looking.
So the flex
here
on
him.
So there was one very serious ex-girlfriend that I had, and she broke my heart. And I don't keep in touch with her, but we do follow each other on social media. And I will say the last time I went back for a high school reunion, she was there, and her husband was there, and it felt pretty good to flex on her.
Okay, how did you flex on her?
First of all, I just let this face do the talking. Like her and her husband is the guy that she left me for.
Right.
The same guy that she cheated on me with. So when I walked in there and I saw him and how he's doing at 40.
And how's he doing?
Not great.
Oh, that's okay, great.
Not as great as this guy.
Okay.
And I don't know. He just doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have any charisma. Like, he didn't really know how to, like, have a conversation and stuff. But besides that, though, like... It does feel good to flex on an ex. So is that why people stay in touch with exes?
Well, I think it depends.
Just so they know.
I think it depends on which ex.
Mm.
I mean, I think that, like I said, if it's your 16-year-old boyfriend, there is probably no risk there. Because, again, it's probably very easy to just be friends because there's not a lot of, like, bad history.
Right.
If you have an ex that you do have a really messy past, I would say don't.
Don't.
Yeah. Because that's just keeping toxicity in your life.
And maybe just keep them on social media at arm's length.
Even then, I would say if you had like a bad breakup, or I mean, I guess in this case you did have a bad breakup, but there's something about like not having that toxicity like in your face.
Right, yeah.
But if it was a casual thing, yeah, let them know you're still hot.
Suspiciously quiet this whole time. Kevin, you keep in touch with any of your girlfriends or ex-girlfriends?
No.
No?
Why?
Because.
Hit it and quit
trauma.
It. Yeah.
For them or you?
For me.
Oh.
Oh my God.
They broke your heart?
Yes.
You said that you break their hearts.
I break their hearts, but then in return, they break my heart.
Okay. But being that you, I know that you want a little toxicity in a relationship. You think that this would be perfect.
Yeah, but then sometimes the toxicity gets too much and it's like, I'm getting hurt now.
Okay, I see. Okay. I don't want anybody to hurt you.
No. Me neither.
Why is Gavin laughing?
That's why we ended. Because he's all for toxicity and hurting people's feelings.
Never, ever. No, no, Kevin, no. I'm just trying to picture an ex, like, just broken up, forlorn, beside herself over you.
Both
like
of them sitting at the end of their beds crying.
Both of them?
But you and her.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Do you have more than
There's
one?
There's more.
How many? Okay. Do you know?
Don't worry about it. I don't keep numbers.
You don't keep numbers?
I don't.
You just know it's more than two.
I just have the memory sealed away.
Okay. All right.
Signed, sealed, and then locked it deep inside my thoughts.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, if you go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall, you could do it.
Maybe
for
unlock
10%.
Some of those.
Yeah, get some of that therapy.